Is it time for recess yet? I'm so glad you found time to join us here on the Child Care Director's Chair, where Erica Sococcio shares her best practices that she's refined through her passion of directing child care centers over the last 23 years. From parenting interaction, systems to save you time, money, and stress, to profitability. She shares it all from the Child Care Director's Chair.
In today's episode, we're going to discuss the importance of self-care for child care directors and how it directly impacts your ability to lead efficiently. We explore the benefits of prioritizing self-care and how it can lead to increased inspiration and passion in your role. Because let's face it, there are lots of things that zap our energy and passion in this field, right? Particularly now where many of us are covering in classrooms or have increased regulations and guidelines and all the things that come with running a center. I don't have to tell you, you already know because you're doing it day to day. So the first thing is when you invest in self-care, you will improve your mental health. Taking time for self-care can help reduce stress and anxiety and allow you to approach challenges with a clear, focused mind. Taking care of yourself mentally is crucial for maintaining a positive mindset, being motivated in your role. When you prioritize self-care, you reduce stress, anxiety, and burnout, and that leads to increased inspiration and passion for your work. Now, once you're passionate and excited, it will increase your energy levels. So prioritizing self-care activities such as exercise, proper nutrition, can boost your energy levels, also helping you stay alert and engaged throughout the day. When you prioritize self-care, you're more likely to have higher energy levels, allowing you to tackle tasks with more enthusiasm and drive. And this will help lead to greater productivity and a more fulfilling work experience. And I have to tell you, I love when I am on a roll and I have my music playing in the office, particularly on weekends. I am so excited to go in on a weekend. And I know some people think that is crazy. And what does it have to do with, you know, self-care? It doesn't really matter what day of the week you do self-care. It could be before work. It could be after work. It can be on the weekend. You have to really do what works for you and that you can do consistently. So for me, I really get energized on the weekends, especially when the center's quiet. I really can think and gather my thoughts without interruption. And let me tell you, the productivity that happens on a weekend for me is just through the roof. And I know you're probably not alone, but you have to make sure that if you're putting in time on the weekend, that you are taking time during the week to re-energize and make sure you're staying balanced. You know, and when you have self-care, it really can enhance your creativity. Engaging in activities that bring you joy and relaxation can spark creativity, leading to innovative solutions to problems within your child care center. Self-care activities such as meditation, which I really love and have started doing, also journaling, wonderful experience and reflective practice. You know, exercising and spending time in nature can really boost your creativity and inspire new ideas. All parts of the U.S. are beautiful. I happen to live on the East Coast. I live right near the water, so I'm able to go and visit the ocean as frequently as I'd like. Also, visiting local parks can really help you. You know, really engage with nature really is inspiring and will help you with your creativity and taking care of yourself. So tap into your creative potential and bring fresh perspectives to your role. When you feel good, you make better decisions. You have better decision-making abilities. When you're well-rested and emotionally balanced, you're just better equipped to make thoughtful and informed decisions for the benefit of your staff and the children in your care. So making sure you have better work-life balance by prioritizing self-care helps you establish a healthy work-life balance, allows you to be recharged and rejuvenated outside of work hours. And this balance can lead to increased motivation and passion for your role. And you'll feel more fulfilled, not just in work, but in all areas of your life. When you feel excited and rejuvenated, you know, you want to do more things. You don't want to just come home and plop on the couch and watch a Netflix movie while you fall asleep, on the couch or, you know, mid-sentence when you're talking to friends. And I'm laughing because I know I've been there. I've been exhausted so many times when I come home and too tired to function. And so I really have moved away from that. And I feel that I am a much better director for it. It can also help with improved communication skills. Self-care practices such as mindfulness, meditation, can really help cultivate better communication skills, fostering positive relationships with your team and your parents. It also helps improve focus and concentration. And I think, you know, some of the things I really have learned to do that have been new for me is I started walking labyrinths, and you can find labyrinths in your area on Labyrinth Finder. And if you're not sure what a labyrinth is, it is a mindful place where you can take a self-reflective journey and, let things go, really focus. And I found it was really cool. So look it up and see if there are any around your area. But I found it was really cool and a great experience and really helped me when I was trying to get back into balance. And when you're taking care of yourself, it will definitely increase your resiliency, allowing you to bounce back from setbacks and challenges with a positive attitude. You know, we can really get stuck on things, a bad review or a family that is pulled out of the program or a teacher who you really loved and enjoyed working with has given their notice and they're going to, you know, a new program or even worse, leaving the field, right? But when you're in a good place, we bounce back quicker. And for a long time, I really wasn't. I couldn't figure out why I kept getting sick and, just couldn't bounce back. And so I'm happy to say that the more focus that I have done on my self-care, the better I have felt and the better I have been in terms of being a leader. I've been a better mother, a better wife, a better friend, and a better self for myself. You can also, enhance your emotional intelligence because your emotional well-being really does improve and your emotional intelligence enables you to have a better understanding of connecting with others and yourself. So it's so important. And this can lead to stronger relationships with your colleagues, with your clients, as well as increased inspiration for your role. And when you prioritize your self-care, you're role modeling that to the students in your care, to your team, and it really shows your leadership. So for example, when the kids are sitting down eating lunch, do you sit with them? Are you drinking water? Are we role modeling water? Are you standing there with your McDonald's and your shake or your soda, or, your fast food? I don't mean to throw any company under the bus particularly. We're role modeling, eating that apple or taking that break. We're role modeling that for our children and our staff. We definitely know and understand there is so much research out there on burnout for our field. And we know that when we focus on self-care, it reduces burnout. It can really help you sustain your passion and your dedication for your work. It also can help you avoid the negative effects of chronic stress and exhaustion, allowing you to stay motivated. And I'll tell you, chronic stress and exhaustion, you sometimes don't know that that is the hamster wheel that you're running on until you literally fall off the wheel. And I'm speaking from personal experience. And for those of you who have been in the field a long time, this could have happened to you multiple times, depending on what's going on in the industry, what's going on in your center, your neighborhood, your funding, all of those things can really take an impact. So you want to increase your resiliency. So make sure that you are doing exercise, healthy eating, sleeping, drinking water, all the things that you need to build strength and stamina to overcome challenges as you thrive in your career as a child care director. And at the end, you really will have a greater sense of fulfillment, and satisfaction in your role, leading to increased inspiration, passion in your work. It will directly impact your ability to lead effectively and create a nurturing environment for everyone. And of course, last but not least, you will enhance your self-confidence. Taking care of yourself, you can boost your self-confidence and self-esteem, empowering you to take on new challenges, pursue new goals with conviction. By prioritizing your self-care, you cultivate a positive self-image and sense of purpose in your role. So please remember, self-care is not a luxury, but it is necessary for child care directors to lead, to make positive impacts, to have a great life. So on that note, I want to say thank you so much for tuning in. If you like this episode, please give us a rating. Please subscribe. And we hope to see you again tomorrow. Have a great day.
Well, all the cute little kiddos have been picked up and it's time to go home. And that'll do it for another episode of the Child Care Director's Chair. Please leave a review so Erica knows the information is helping you to manage and improve your child care centers. Remember to subscribe to get the latest episode from Erica's Child Care Director's Chair.